Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam.
Hi.
Hello.
I just realised that Prepare Your Eyes is quite good because I cry a lot as well.
Well, I think that was the point, Sam.
I didn't get that until just now.
It's glorious, though.
That's some good...
good sting writing.
That was really good by BFM.
Well done, Amelia.
I liked it a lot.
Hey, what are we talking about this morning, Sam?
Talk about Normal People. Show by BBC and Hulu in conjunction somehow, that's airing on TVNZ On Demand at the moment. It's based on a book that you've both read that I haven't read because I can't read. I just watch TV. And it stars Daisy Edgar-Jones as Marianne and Paul Mescal as Connell. And they play, basically, she's a loner, kind of nerd, unpopular at high school in Ireland, and he's like the cool jock, but he's really shy and she's really like witty and savage with her words, and they start dating in secret. And when you say a plot like that, it sounds so tacky and so trivial, but it's entirely not at all. Like,
this show it's not tacky at all.
I'm halfway through and it's blown me out of the water. I didn't expect to fall in love with it the way that I fall in love with it. And I mean, I don't know what it's a testament to. Like, the show doesn't do anything crazy amazing with like set design or cinematography or anything like that, but definitely the chemistry between the two main actors, just I've lost it. Like, I'm cracked. Like, I don't know if it's an isolation thing or just
so
like
I feel like I feel like with the book, it's the same kind of thing. Like, there's nothing about the storyline necessarily that's super, like, profound or engaging. It's kind of like a classic love story of star-crossed lovers, kind of. But it's not
kind
like
kind of. I think like the thing that like really made Normal People the sort of like cult phenomenon that it is the fact that it tells a very, you know, familiar story of a quite complicated, not necessarily hugely healthy relationship, but written in a way that maybe people haven't seen before. And I think that tends to be what people say when they've finished reading Normal People, is like they've never read somebody so accurately describe a relationship like that, which I think is kind of why it got all the hype it did and why it sort of had this big hype train rolling into making a TV series about it. Would you say that's fair, Tess?
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
Yeah, because, like, this show, like, it does this really crazy thing, because obviously these two can't communicate. That's the whole basis of their dysfunctional star-crossed love relationship. Like, they're not held apart by anything apart from their own stupidity and unwillingness to communicate. And, like, every time he gulps because he's, like, doesn't want to say what he wants to say, and every time she, like, looks away, like, your heart just catches a little bit, and you're like, oh my God. And
I know, it's so frustrating. We've all been there.
Oh, and you just want to yell at them. Like, you're yelling at your screen. You're like, why can't you guys just talk to each other and sort this out? Because let's just say the sex scenes in this show are just phenomenal. Like, I believe it. I'm hot under the collar thinking about it. Like, these two actors just blow it out of the park with, like, everything they do in their relationship towards each other. And I fully believe it. And then I just want them to be together. Like, are they dating in real life? I hope so, because they should be.
You've fully gone full Stan on this, haven't you?
I've lost it. Yeah. I'm gonna rewatch it, I reckon.
Also, can we talk about the music score? Because I feel like that was a real highlight for the TV show for me. It doesn't necessarily have any songs that are, like, super familiar. Well, it's got a couple towards the end credits in each episode. But, the sound that they've put with the episodes, I feel like, is a big part of what makes it so, like, moving.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd be about to cry, and then there'd be like a piano, and I'd be like, oh God.
And then your eyes start
manipulating you. Sweaty eyes.
I noticed in the pool scene where he goes up to her. No spoilers or anything, but he goes to her in a pool scene, and they're just in a pool, but this music starts creeping up into the sad piano, and I'm like, why am I getting emotional about him and her sitting beside each other at a pool? I don't know what's going on. But yeah, it's great. It's blowing my mind.
It seems to be getting a lot of praise for being quite like intimate's a very cliched word, but like an intimate portrayal of a very relatable relationship to many people. So people are kind of like saying there is nothing completely unusual about them. They're not, you know, famous, they're not cool, they're not special. They're just two sort of like college students in a kind of messy relationship with each other. And that's kind of, I guess, what the title's sort of pointing at. It's just sort of normal, complicated relationship stuff that they're trying to kind of show, and they show it in a really deft, intimate way, I think seems to be the thing people have been saying has been good about it. I'm only 2 or 3 episodes in, so I'm kind of like a little bit jury's still out on it.
Really?
Yep. No, I mean, I'm enjoying it, but like I'm not deep enough to sort of have like a proper opinion on it yet. How far through are you, Sam?
I'm on episode 6 and I can't wait to get to the end, but I think I'm going to love it. Can I take you on my Mind Palace trip for a second?
Take us to Mind Palace, Sam. Take us there.
Because this show has made me think about a lot of exes, you know? It makes me think a lot about ex relationships. And you know that moment where you're like lying in bed with someone and they've got to get up for work or something, and you cuddle for 5 minutes extra just because you can, or the times that you don't cuddle for 5 minutes extra? This show makes me want to make sure every time I have those 5 minutes, I take them. If you know what I mean.
That is very wholesome, like, Sam.
I know.
Sweet.
It just makes me want to like experience that again, or like go back and like think about all the good times you've had with someone. I don't know. It's just like a very
emotional
show.
We should touch on as well, though, like it is a love story, but it's also got a lot of commentary on social class and how that can affect people and their relationships with each other. So like she's from a very, very wealthy background with a strange family dynamic, and his mum is the cleaner for her family's house. That's how they get to know each other.
Yeah.
And I feel like that dynamic between them gets touched on a bit throughout the series.
Yeah, it's
an
really interesting one. Yeah. Also, I also think we should just say as well that it could be a little bit potentially triggering to some people too, so just tread gently as well. There is definitely some themes of abuse and stuff going on in there, so if you don't know much about it and you do think like that could be something a little bit triggering to you, just a heads up that is definitely a big part of the show as well. But yeah, I think it is an amazing thing. It deserves the hype it's getting because it does sort of seem to tell a very normal or very common, perhaps, story in a kind of new way. So we can
say it's a very normal story.
A very normal story. Watch this, Sam?
TVNZ On Demand has got it at the moment. It's called Normal People. It's good. Check it out. I mean, TVNZ On Demand is cranking out some good content at the moment.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? I've been watching a lot of stuff on this.
Let's all say buy local, right? I mean,
well, you don't even have to buy local for TVNZ. It's free, which is awesome.
Exactly.
Sam, so I just want to confirm, you haven't cried yet.
Sorry, I missed that, Tess.
You haven't cried yet.
I haven't cried yet. I've got the dewy eyes, but I haven't got to a part where I've cried. But I mean,
disappointing.
I think I haven't cried much in ISO, so maybe like that's a thing.
You're just really repressing some stuff right now.
Yeah. I will let you know if I cry. I mean, I'll cry at the end definitely. Like, there's always an end scene that I cry at.
Fantastic. Yeah. Hey, well, thank you so much, Sam. Normal People on TVNZ. It looks like it's got 2 thumbs up from you. It's got a tentative thumb up from me. I'm only a couple of episodes in. It's got 2 thumbs up from you.
3 thumbs up from me.
3 thumbs up from Tess. There you go. Thank you very much, Sam. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Miss you.
Bye. Miss you too.
Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.